Mall in the beachside suburb of Bondi on Saturday as hundreds fled the scene. Reuters correspondent Alice Rizzo has more.
According to the police, the assailant was shot by a police officer after he attacked shoppers in the busy Westfield Bondi Junction shopping center. Reese Colmenares, an eyewitness who hid in a hardware store with 20 others, said she saw a baby being taken to an ambulance.
Oh, the mother was terrified. People were coming out and screaming, like, stabbing, stabbing.
New South Wales Police Commissioner Karen Webb.
We know a little bit about this person, but as I said, we're waiting to confirm his identification. If, in fact, it is the person that we believe it is, then we don't have fears for that person holding an ideation. In other words,
Olivia Zelino from Reuters. Iran's Revolutionary Guard seizes a container ship amid tensions with Israel. AP correspondent Mimi Montgomery reports. This is VOA News. The Holy See has formally protested to France after a French court ruled that a former high-ranking Vatican official was liable for what the court determined to be the wrongful dismissal of a nun from a religious order. In a statement Saturday, the Vatican said it had received no notification of any such verdict, but it said the ruling nevertheless represented, quote, a grave violation of the right to religious freedom. According to French media, the Lorient Tribunal on April 3rd ruled in favor of the nun who was forced to leave her religious order after a Vatican investigation. Thousands continued to flee Myanmar to Thailand after a strategically vital town near the border fell to anti-junta opposition fighters. Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan has more. Chinese state media reports a top-ranking official has reaffirmed ties with North Korea during a meeting with the country's leader Kim Jong-un in the capital Pyongyang. The visit by Chao Lijie, who ranks third in the ruling Communist Party hierarchy and heads the ceremonial parliament, comes as tensions are again on the rise as North Korea test-fires missile launches to intimidate South Korea and its ally, the United States. The news agency reported that Chao told Kim at their Saturday meeting that China, the North's most important source of economic aid and diplomatic support, looked forward to further developing ties, but made no mention of the political situation on the peninsula. It's water festival time in Thailand, where many are marking the country's traditional New Year, splashing each other with colorful water guns and buckets in an often raucous celebration that draws thousands of people, even as this year the Southeast Asian nation marks record high temperatures causing concern. The festival in Thailand is a three-day shindig that starts Saturday. The holiday is also celebrated under different names in neighboring Myanmar, Cambodia, and Laos. The festival usually falls at the hottest time of the year, but this year, the unusual heat wave has triggered apprehension, with UNICEF warning that sweltering weather could put millions of children's lives at risk. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.